There's no reason why the government can't bail out the post office. And there's no reason why the government can't tax the wealthy fairly. Because if we bailed out, you know, the automobile industry, and we bailed out the fossil fuel industry, and we bailed, let's do it. Let's make sure that our postal workers who have been serving this country for generations can keep working.
Well, it's a critical service, and it needs to be supported, and it should remain public, and it should not be undermined at any time, particularly during the pandemic.
The establishment of the post office is written into our Constitution. It was not written in as a for-profit business. Not everything is for profit in our nation and our world, not the military, not the highways. And the post office should not be also. It is an essential service. It adds to our well-being, and a good economy runs to not just come up with numbers, but to add to the well-being of our population. And we need Mr. DeJoy to resign. He's a political hack running a rival to the post office. He's come in there and done a tremendous amount of destruction in just 2 short months. He started in June, and he's obviously there to subvert the will of the American people and make it difficult for people to vote by mail.